This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, March 16, 2014. The Second Sunday in Lent, by Father Jerry Sherborne.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, and do not be afraid." Amen. Please be seated. I'd like to say what an honor and blessing it is to be here about to preach at one of the founding churches with one of the founding pastors who confirmed my children and has blessed me many times over the years. I think it's highly likely that I will be overcome by emotion at a couple of different points. I ask you to bear with me. And thank you so much, Father, for the invitation to celebrate with you. It's taken ages for me to get used to saying, "and with your spirit," and now I can't seem to undo it fast enough. The blessings. I was thinking, it's very hard not to call my former bishop, and it's hard not to call him father, but maybe I can call him grandfather. But I wouldn't want anyone to think I was alluding to mafia connections or anything like that. So I chose my text because the text that I read from the Gospel is not only the story of the disciples so long ago, it's our story. That text is our story. It's happening now, today, in our lives, and even in this Mass it's happening. It's what God is still saying, it's what we are still doing, and why we're still doing it, and what Jesus is still doing and saying in response. It's relatively easy, it strikes me, to believe in God and the Church and all the articles of our faith. It's relatively easy to believe that God loves mankind in general and all the suffering souls around the world. We believe that. It's easy to believe that God loves my kids, or my friends, or those poor, wounded souls over there that we see. But you know what? It's another matter entirely for me to believe that God loves me out of all those people, and for you to believe that God loves you out of all those people. For me to believe that God forgives me and watches over me with kindness, as it says in the Psalm. For you to believe that God loves you and delights in you, as it says in some other psalms. I mean, to really believe it, and to draw near to God as a friend, friend to friend with the Lord Jesus Christ, lover to lover, child to father. But this very thing, that's the full truth of the Gospel. That's what God is after. And that's the good news that I want to encourage you with this morning. Today, on the second Sunday in Lent, about 2,000 years after the Gospel we read this morning, our Heavenly Father says to us, as he said to the apostles, "How can I prove you that I love you? I have sent my own beloved Son to live and die and rise again for you. This Jesus is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And what happens? We, the disciples, hear this, and we fall down, meaning that we hang back because of our sinfulness. Like Peter saying, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm full of sin. Save me, cleanse me, forgive me, but I'll just hang back over here because I know I'm not worthy or good enough." But our Lord Jesus is here. And he comes to us to touch us and to say to us, rise and do not be afraid. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your weary souls. Really doing that, not at a distance, but up close, that's the call of God to us this Lent. It was nice to quote the prayer book translation of the Comfortable Words there. I did, in case you didn't notice. Humor me now and allow you to quote to me from the fullness of our faith in the Catechism, just a bit. I want to remind you of some things you already know. We believe that somehow, by the power of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is present in many ways to us, in our hearts, in his word, in our prayers, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, in the poor, in one another, even in the family, in marriage, in all the sacraments, we believe that our Lord Jesus Christ is somehow especially present to us in this Eucharist, which we're about to celebrate, which we're in the midst of celebrating. The Eucharist, it makes that one sacrifice present to us, representing it, making it present, applying its fruit to our lives, so that when we receive the Eucharist, our sins are forgiven, and we're strengthened and preserved against future sins. This is an awesome sermon, but I'm not preaching this sermon. This is just me quoting to you from our catechism. For as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the death of the Lord. If we proclaim the Lord's death, we proclaim the forgiveness of sins. If as often as his blood is poured out, it's poured out for the forgiveness of sins, I should always receive it, so that it may always forgive my sins. Because I always sin, I should always have a remedy. Do you sometimes feel as if you always sin and always are in need of a remedy? So did St. Ambrose. He's the one who said that. And that remedy that we need is the forgiving love of God, proved by the body and blood of Christ shed for us, and made real and applicable to us in the body and blood we receive with the words, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ, strengthening us in spirit, cleansing us, forgiving us, washing us from our sins, renewing the grace of our baptism, and deepening our union with God. Did you remember that we believe all that stuff? Isn't that awesome? The sacrament, the holy sacrament that we receive straight from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You young ones are so lucky your parents brought you into the Catholic Church now. I'm so happy for you. We have an awesome faith. And we live in an awesome church because we serve an awesome God. It's a neat and different thing to administer this sacrament as a Catholic priest. I wasn't expecting it. But it's a holy thing to administer the sacrament of the body and blood of Christ. Many times as I'm doing so, I feel like I can sense the heart of God for his people as you come forward to receive him. Sometimes a communicant is shy, and I feel like the Lord wants me to reach out and lift up your chin and say, like the Lord wants to say, I love you. You are special to me. I'm going to bless you today. Psalm 3, verse 3 says, you, O Lord, are a shield about me. You're my glory and the lifter up of my head. But I can't say all those things to that communicant. All I can do is say this, the body of Christ. Sometimes I know you're grieving from a loss, and I feel the heart, the Lord's heart going out to you to embrace you and comfort you. The body of Christ. Sometimes you seem to feel unworthy. And I hear the Lord saying to you, my friend, I'm so glad that you're here. How can you make yourself any more worthy when I already love you? Sins! What sins? I forgive you. Now, taste my love for you today. Rise and do not be afraid. The body of Christ. Sometimes you bring those cute little kids forward, and I want to pick them up and squeeze their cheeks, throw them in the air and laugh with them and say, don't change! I love you! I feel like that's the Lord's heart, not the don't change part, that's me. But I can't do that. The body of Christ. Sometimes there's such love and devotion in your eyes as you gaze upon the sacrament and receive it. It's like walking in on two lovers. It almost makes me want to turn away because it's such an intimate moment. But Jesus is there and he doesn't turn away. The body of Christ. And sometimes I know that I miss it entirely, and there's things going on that I don't even know. Sometimes, like, then you are Terry Hatcher. Does anybody recognize that name, Terry Hatcher? She is an actress. She was one of the Desperate Housewives from ABC's television show a number of years ago. Generally, with the other actresses and actors out there, beautiful people, wealthy, famous, you think she has the life. But in 2002, she revealed that her uncle had molested her when she was young. This is something I've tried to hide my whole life, she said. There was a young girl that committed suicide. That's why she came forward. She said, I was just blown away by this young girl's pain. I thought, boy, that's really close to being me. Any day of the week, I could feel that sort of pain. I haven't tried to kill myself, but I've certainly thought about it. I have so much pain. This beautiful, famous, wealthy, to all appearances perfect Hollywood actress said, I carry all these layers of fear and vulnerability. I just go around trying to be powerful me. And I know as I administer the sacrament that some of you have burdens like that, hidden so well that no one could ever know. But God knows. Some of you have suffering you've been carrying for so long, you wonder, is the love of God there for me? Does the gospel really work for me? And I wish I could give you an easy answer. I wish that administering this sacrament would take away the pain. And sometimes it does. And I love it when that happens. But when it doesn't, know that you're not alone. Our Lord Jesus Christ was a man well acquainted with grief and sorrow. Rise and do not be afraid. The body of Christ. I may not know how it will happen. I may not know what form it will take, but I know that God will show himself faithful. I can't predict what it will look like or when, but I can guarantee you this. God will be your helper in time of need. And you too will be able to praise him in this life for his faithfulness. Rise and do not be afraid. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. It's our Lord Jesus Christ himself saying to us in this holy mass, I give myself to you. There is power here. There's forgiveness here. There is life itself here. There is love here. Not just for everyone else, not just for all those other people, but in the mystery and love of God, it's for us, for you and for me. Wonder of wonders. This Lent, may the Lord grant us grace to draw near to him, not to hang back, to let him love us closely. This is what he became incarnate and died for. Not so we could be on the outskirts, but so that we could come in. It's what he's still here for, and what his holy body and blood are given for. For loving and being loved, and sharing the merciful love of God our Savior. Rise and do not be afraid. Draw near to him. Do not hold back the body of Christ. our God is really that good. Amen.